the biggest mistake runners make. I've just woken up and it's time to crack out some content. The biggest mistake runners make, literally, is ignoring my advice. That sounds so arrogant, delusional, egotistical, whatever, but it's fucking true, right? There's going to be some swear words in this video, so maybe put your earphones on or play it later. This is who I am. You get real content from me. I ain't here to fucking bullshit people. And I don't care about your feelings. I only care about your health and your PRs and keeping you fucking lean and avoiding that belly bulge obesity thing that's going on out there everywhere, okay? Even in the running circle. I want to help you avoid the eating disorders, the plague, probably 99% of runners, elite level runners in Australia, US, Europe, etc. All right. We don't really see it in Africa, and there's a reason for that. Because of their diet protocols, dietary choices. Anyway, but you know, this video doesn't have much structure other than just truth bombs coming, whatever comes out, we'll get it going on there. You know, there's a few local runners here where I live in Adelaide. We have some pretty decent level runners here, and smashing state records. Just from incorporating a couple of my protocols. Not even fully protocols. Like, I talked to a couple of these athletes, and I'm like, we could get you way faster. Like, you smash the state records that have been set by some solid, solid runners, but we could get you go faster. All right. And I won't mention any names, but it's... What I see in the running world is that so many runners are so superstitious. They get to a certain level, like, I'm not going to change anything else. And I'm like, oh my God. And they're so fucking straight. Right, the reason why the Kenyans are so easy to coach is they will do whatever the fuck it takes. All right, I've trained with Kenyans, and I'm not a talented runner by any means. I like running. I'm into shoes. I love it, man, but I'm not a talented runner. I was like the asthmatic kid at school. Yeah, I'd do school cross-country because no one else wanted to do it, but I sort of like running. You know, thought one day maybe I'll be fast. I never was, never have been. I've actually never even put the work in. I run a 2:47 marathon PR on literally 10 miles a week average the year beforehand, okay? So I never put in the effort. Yeah, I'm just a lazy sort of dude when it comes to stuff like that. I prefer coaching people, talented people, or even noobs, and getting up to their PRs. So the other day, I ran a 17:21 at Parkrun Torrens 5K. But that's not possible. That's impossible. You're 78 kilos. You're 6 foot. You can't run that fast. And on such little training, you only ran 95K. I only ran 95 Ks last year. I generally run once a week, and it's at Parkrun. Just to prove a point. Just to prove a point. And cycling last year, I did 2,000 Ks. 2,000 kilometers. Oh, that's huge. 2,000 Ks in a year? I've done 2,100 Ks in a week before. All right. 2,000 Ks in a year, I'm grateful to be able to ride. Don't get me wrong. Very, very lucky to be able to ride a bike. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying 2,000 Ks in a year is fucking, like, fuck all, man. All right. I know a girl. How many Ks did Amanda Cocker do? Google up Amanda Cocker. Another champion. How many kilometers, how many miles did Amanda Cocker do in 1 year? That's fucking mileage. All right. Anyway, so I see the runners out there. They're making all these mistakes. I talk to runners all the time. Like, you know, noobs to, like, you know, potential champs, etc. And I ask them questions. Certain questions about certain things are very, very important with running. And if you're in my coaching group, you know what I harp on about in there. And if you do want coaching, go to drewnrod.com and join my coaching group. There's not a single running coach in Australia or the US, etc., who's going to give you that little information I'm going to give you. All right? Either one, they don't know it. Or two, they keep it for their very, very special athletes. Okay? Very special little things. They keep it for their special athletes, like Ryan Hall, etc. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you all those stuff in my coaching group. All those stuffs. I'm a very unprofessional person in my approach and delivery, but my product is as good as it gets. No one's doing better, all right? Because I'm a hawk eye for detail and looking at all the things, like what caused that person to have a great day and then next month they're fucking going shit, okay? Okay, even in myself, you know? Blood tests, blood tests, blood tests. All right, these things, they show you their cheat sheet. A blood test is a cheat sheet. What should you get tested? During my coaching group. All right. During my coaching group. The most important parameters in blood, you know, to attenuate overtraining elements, people just overlook at that. All right. It does my fucking head in. You're putting all that work in. You're getting fucking stress fractures. For what? And your running times is shit compared to what they could be. Right. Now, many of them are much faster than I am. Some of them aren't even. How many Ks a week? You're running the same speeds as I am for 5K or marathon. What? What's going on here, man? We can help you. You deserve, for all the work you put in, you deserve to run much faster than slack fucks like me who run once a week or 100K a year, all right? Don't you think you deserve to go a lot faster than you are now for all the work you put in there, yeah? Whilst I'm sleeping and getting my cock sucked, you're out there running in the fucking rain and the cold or the barking dogs or whatever, you know? I'm just sitting back, laying in bed, all right? You're putting in the hard work. Let me help you untap your potential as a runner, okay? Let me help you stay lean, not have to worry about running from fatness, okay? So many runners just say, I've got to train because I don't get any weight. Meanwhile, I'm over here, you know what I mean? if I jumped off all the anabolics, I'm 78 kilos today. If I jumped off all of those, I would quickly go down to, you know, 59 kilos to 63. That's my natural non-anabolic weight, right? That's a weight I find easy to maintain. Easy for me to be 59 to 63 kilos. Just a very, very easy weight for me to maintain. And if I'm, you know, training, running, like, then if I put the work in there, I'll definitely be cracking, you know, 14, 30, maybe, something like that, at my age, no doubt. All right, look at the age records. They're fast, way faster than that. So it's, you know, it's crazy, man. You know, like, these people out there just having eating disorders or counting their calories and going, calories in, calories out. And it's not about calories in, calories out at all, right? It's not about that at all. That's such a lie, and that causes such eating disorders. And I meet so many runners, man, and they're fucking fucked in the head. They got depression. Or I should say, they're fucking themselves in the head, all right? And I just know that you see that look in the face, they're sort of like, they're like from fucking the Castaway, fucking on the island, just looking like crackheads. And I look like a crackhead as well, I get. But they've got this sort of 1,000-yard stare, you know, and it's like, and they're not on crack, okay? But they're just, there's cortisol, the HPG axis, HPA axis, it's all, you know, it's not optimized for what it could be. And I feel sadness for them. Because often they're young, they're in their 20s, maybe early 30s, you know, and maybe they've got a partner or they've got a family or whatever. And I'm just like, I know that people are suffering who live with you because I know the drama that you'll be bringing to the table because your cortisol's out of whack and you just feel so much depression and your anxiety is off the fucking charts. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your facial expression. And we can definitely change all of that. All right, if you're suffering from anxiety, excess anxiety, I'm your man. Join my coaching group. You don't have to suffer any more of that. Anxiety is a normal thought. Anxiety is thinking, like, what if? Looking around, like, where's the danger? Thinking about the part, just thinking. That's normal. What's not normal is when it won't fucking turn off and you're like, oh, I'm just trying to, okay, everything's okay, why am I still anxious? That's not normal, and I can guarantee you help with that. Anxiety is good. You need to have anxiety, all right? Don't, if you're taking these Xanax pills or whatever, to like, that's, in my opinion, fuck that. You want to be able to feel in life, all right? Being numb? Who wants a numb partner? Who wants a numb child? Who wants a numb parent? Who wants to be able to numb people? Hey, yeah, go on. Hi, my name's Durinata. I don't feel anything, really. You know, who wants to be around that? Fucking hell, man. Fuck that. Who wants a numb clitoris or a numb penis? Nobody! All right, you want to feel life. And so the hormone cortisol drives anxiety. We bring your cortisol down, boom, anxiety chills the fuck out. Anxiety comes back down to manageable levels. You don't want to eliminate anxiety. I love it. Anxiety's great. Just, you know, but you want to have it just in that controllable range versus, it's a bit like I like warm, sunny days. But when it's 47 degrees out there, I'm like, let's back it off a bit, you know? If it's 28, 25 degrees, beautiful, 24 maybe, amazing. All right, so I like feeling anxiety. I don't want to feel numb. And I want to have that anxiety. I control my anxiety, all right? That's the quality of life's right there. Doesn't matter how fast you can run, who you're fucking, how much money you got, how much clout you got, whatever. Those things are cool and fun. But if you don't have control of your thoughts and emotions and mental health, fuck that, you know? And that's my key thing that I can help people with, okay? So this is a running video, but we do it. It's not just about PRs. I mean, PRs are fucking awesome. That's what you'll get with me. But you also get the whole PR in life thing going on there. You'll PR your fucking life quality. Is that what you want? That's what I want. That's what I have. Right? PRing life fucking quality. Fucking earth, you know? Yeah. And having that gratitude that we all need to have. So, you know, and then we have nutrition, that people are eating the wrong things, or they're eating the wrong food combinations, and they're feeling shit in the gut, and they're bloated, and they're like, and it's just like, oh my God, that's, and it's just, some of the coaches out there, what they're telling people to do, it's like, you're training way too much, it's going to make you fucking stress, it's going to make you fat in the long run. Why are most running coaches fat, alright, or have mental health issues themselves and eating disorders themselves? Why is that? Because they're taking the wrong, they're doing the wrong protocols, and then they're teaching you their protocols, alright? I remember I was at the Institute of Sport in 2001, and just as a lab rat for the altitude study, they needed some skinny cyclists who had over 70 VO2 max, and I was like, okay, that's me. So I was there for 6 weeks, and I got to hang out at the AIS and talk with all the physiologists and doctors and athletes, and, you know. And the highlight of that, not the highlight, but one of the things that stuck in my head was when I was talking to a certain swimmer who will be, you know, remain nameless, because it was a, you know, off-the-record conversation, and he was talking about Ian Thorpe. We can talk about Ian Thorpe now because he's open about it. But they were saying, you know, how Ian Thorpe was feeling stressed because he wants to come out, and he can't because, you know, he's like Australia's idol of swimming, and he, you know, back in 2001, he couldn't come out and stuff like that. And so I was like, wow. And I told my mum, and mum's like, there's no way Ian Thorpe's homosexual, you know? And I said, and not there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, yeah, he was, and he is, and that's okay. But he had to hide it, and it was this big secret. Oh, yes. And I was just like, damn, this is like a national sort of secret, but it shouldn't be. You know, you should be able to come out whatever. I've got a lot of gay members in my audience, okay? And if you want to help coming out, boom, we can help you with that. I'm straight as it gets myself, but I do have a lot of people I've helped come out, and I understand what you know, from their reports, you know, what it feels like, et cetera, and the relief off the shoulders and dealing with all that social stuff. I can definitely help with that. In the coaching group, join now. We've got about 600 people in the group. I coach 600 people. Today's 597, all right? That's where I'm at in my life, all right? I got 600 people I answer to every single day, or 597. So any questions you got, all right? What good is a running coach if they can't help you come out the closet? They ought to know about running and not much else. Why are you giving them their time and money? Do better. Hire me. Anyway, so it's at AIS, and some nutritionists were overweight. And most of the athletes had eating disorders. The aerobics girls had eating disorders. The gymnastics girls had eating disorders. The runners, the cyclists, the swimmers. It's almost everyone, except for the shot putters, who were big as a fucking school bus, had a fucking eating disorder. And I was like, this is crazy. And back then, I was 2001, so how old was I? Like 24, I don't know what I was. I was a bit like, I can see the problem, I don't know what the solution is, but I see the problem here. Now I know what the fucking solution is. My protocols, right? Which so many runners and cyclists do now at world tour level, at elite level. I shouldn't say they're my protocols. I mean, I've put them all together and stole from this idea from someone and just sort of, you know, munched them together like that Homer Simpson car that time. And, you know, but they fucking work devastatingly well because I'm just a guy who focuses on performance. And when your health goes up, your performance goes up. Simple as that. And you can't have health. You can't call yourself a healthy person if you can't sprint a mile around the block, excluding people with injuries. Okay, get that. But if you've got no injuries and you can't fucking sprint, like at least a, not sub 5 minute mile, that's a bit, asking a bit much, but at least a sub 6 minute mile around the block, man, you know, where's your cardio at? What are you going to do if a tsunami comes? What are you going to do? You know, like, how, what? You know, maybe you're a powerlifter. Okay, but why are you putting so much effort into, like, deadlifting 7,000 pounds, which is going to rupture your spine at one point or give you disc premature wear? That's great that you're strong as fuck, but let's have some cardio in there as well, so you're a bit more well-rounded. It's so anyway, that's just the deal. But and it's the footwear as well. Like, these are shoes that I like. I sell these. I sell this shoe. You know, I like it. It's a game changer. It's called the Nike Alphafly 2. I sell it for about $290 Australian, give or take. Maybe less if you're in my group. At local stores, it's $370. But I have local runners who will go and pay $370 for this shoe. And why don't you just buy it for me? Oh, I don't know, Holly. Are they folk? And I'm just like, you think I'm going to fucking sell fake fucking shoes? All right. And I don't know. And I was like, oh my God. Well, you deserve to pay an extra $80 if you think that. This is where we're at. Some people are just like, they make me laugh. But it's frustrating. You lose. I don't lose if you buy my, I'd do this because it's just a little side hobby. I don't lose $80 if you go and buy from wherever, you know, versus me. I don't lose that. You lose that. I still got to sell them. The best price in the world now for fucking flyers. So, and I sold a shit ton of them, but almost sold out. You know, but it is funny. I don't know. It's just some people, man. They follow the dumbest advice, like to save $80. All right, like get it from me or go. You know, it's like just I don't know, man. I've always been a logical sort of person, and as older I get. Special little drink mixture we got there. Ask me in the coaching group without what that is. Another little discovery. A little rabbit hole one. Look at it. Looks rank, doesn't it? But it's, man, there's some, yeah. I think that's what's helped me as well do that pace on the weekend. I didn't even think I was going to run 17:21. Every single park run I do, I go 100%. I think it was in December. I did a 19:51, was it? It was on Strava. And that was going 100%. Every time I go out there, I go 100%, so that I know what's working and what's not working with my warm-up, with the weather, with my psyche, with nutrition, with the drinks, with the chews, with the pacing. Every time I go 100%. And I generally often use the same courses, so the variables are very, you know, similar in terms of the course. So I learn what variables work and what don't. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They just blindly follow a program and just go, you know, or they question the logical things and then they follow the fuck subjective dumb rules. You know, it's just like people, like they're quite like questioning if I sell fake shoes. One, there's no fake Alpha Fly 2s. Yes, I made a video a couple of years ago saying I bought fake Vaporflies off AliExpress. So yeah, maybe I deserve that. But there's no fake Vaporflies, there's no fake Alphaflies, okay? There's no fake air structures. There's just, yeah. There's fake Jordans, but all of my sales are real. I sell real. Dunks. Do you know how I sell Dunks? They sell so quickly. Nike Dunks, what's the deal? I mean, I saw some recently, I got them cheap and sold them in a big cart, and I was like, how did these shoes sell so quick, man? I didn't want to believe that people pay that much for Dunks. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, let me sell you some real fucking shoes, man. All right? I get it. It's just a fashion thing, but like, I don't know, man. It's like Dunks, Air Force Ones, even Jordan 4s. I mean, it's like they feel like shit on the feet. It's so hard, man. You know? I mean, Jordan 4s, yeah, I get the nostalgia there from 89, but they don't feel so good. Anyway, that's the deal. You got to have good footwear. You got to have good nutrition. You got to have a great coach. You got to have the best mindset. All these things will help you. You got to have good genetics if you want to be like. We've got a guy in the group who wants to qualify for the US trials. His PR 10K is about 32. Zoff, He needs to do, you know, 29-20 at least to get the A qualifier potential. Can we drop 2:40 off him? Well, we're asking the going on the group now. We're asking the questions. You know, I'm asking the crucial questions so we can go, okay, you didn't maximize that when you ran 32. What, you know, what were you doing? What, blah, 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 blah. Asking all these questions so we can look for the weakest link and then strengthen that weakest link, okay? If that person's doing everything, I'm thinking, fucking hell, damn, they did everything, okay? That's not, that's your limit. If they're like, I ran 32 and you know, I turned up this, I had that the night before, I'm thinking, fucking hell, you ran 32, you got some talent. If I did that, I'd be running like 51. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's about looking the variable. That's when I see these people, these other runners out there, and I'm like, damn, you smashed the state record, fantastic, but what about this? And they just, they can't answer it. All right? I'm just like, damn. So you're not doing that. Fuck. We could get you way under that. You know, we could get you maybe do a national record or something, you know? But anyway, that's the deal. Join the coaching group if you want the best advice out there as a runner. You know, it's better than Sage Cannonday's advice. And Sage is a talented athlete. I'm not his talent, not even close. Sage is a guy, Sage Cannonday, VO2 Max Productions. He's a very talented athlete, all right? But when it comes to logic and doing the right things, he's a sincere guy. But sincerely wrong with some of the advice he gives or does for himself, okay? So he's a talented athlete. I could get him way faster than he is or has been, all right? Actually, he has had some health issues, hasn't he? So that may be, I don't know, I'm not sure how bad they are. And we wish him well on that. That could change things as well, all right? There's some things that happen to you where you'll never, ever come back from that. But I can't say on Sage's case because I haven't talked to him. I haven't read his blood tests. I haven't looked at his medical files. I can't make an informed decision. I'm just saying, yeah, there's some things that, you know, you've done in your life where then, yeah, you've bye-bye, you know, bye-bye PRs. I can still PR because 2:47's a fucking slow mouth on time, you know, for what I could do. 16:35 for 5K. That's a pretty slow time. That was on Parkrun Torrens, which is a pretty slow course. On the track, it's maybe more like a 16:10, 16:05. But yeah, I could definitely go quicker than that with some training and putting in the work. But anyway, that's the deal. Let's look at the variables. Like, you know, ask yourself the question, why are you putting all that work? You're not as lean as you want to be. For most runners, it's about, you know, looking lean. I get that. So we can help you get that lean look, you know, in the right way with a screwed on head. And then the other runners, they're like, yeah, I'm lean at school, but I'm not winning. I want to be in the front. I want to be the pace, setting the pace. I want to cut the tape. Okay. All the nipples. I want to get those wins. I want to get the money. I want to get the fame and adoration. I want to get the validation. I can help you get that. All right. You obviously put in the work. Okay. Then I'll be most likely telling you to do less work in that area and more work over here. You're like, oh, this just feels too easy. And then, boom, your PRs are coming. All right? Your PRs are coming. Your leanest body is coming. Your anxiety is under control now. Just because you ignored what they said and you fucking did my protocols to the fucking letter. Just try it out. Just try it out, man. I guarantee you, you'll get your results you want. Guaranteed. Except for the world record marathon. But Kipchoge, I can get you faster as well. Actually, I've been thinking about it. I take that back. I don't think I could get Kipchoge faster. I know I could fucking get him faster. Look at that flappy parachute he's wearing, that singlet. Like, who the fuck from Nike gives Kipchoge a fucking parachute to run in? A little micro parachute. His dude's running fucking fast, like sub 3 minute K, you're building some wind resistance up there. He's got this flappy shirt, like it's an XXL for some fucking fat dude who's fucking slurping hot dogs at Super Bowl, all right? It's the thing that he'd wear for running. Like, how is it so big? How is it so fucking flappy? Who from Nike did that? You're fired, all right? You're going to be doing shoelaces in fucking Chongqing, China on Air Max Fakes. Like, you know what I mean? You don't deserve to be in the Nike Performance Club, okay? Who the fuck, who slept on that one? The flappy singlet. It does my head in, all right? Does my head in when I see flappy singlets, man. And you see the still photos, and there's like a ripple here. And it's like, that's resistance, man. Or they're wearing a hat. I wear a hat because it's durinod.com. But if I'm running PRs or whatever, I ain't wearing a fucking hat. This all this wind up here, that's like catching. Every second fucking matters. Every gram matters. Every little flappy thing matters. And it's not about being, oh my God, oh my God. It's just about going, oh my God, that's a dumb idea. Scrap that. All right? It's not about being pedantic. And it's about being calm, logical, and thinking, why the fuck would I wear a flappy shirt when I want to save every fucking second? Why am I wearing those shoes? You know what I mean? Like, why am I wearing those socks? Why am I wearing, like, come on, let's look for the marginal gains, man. Why give away free speed? I mean, sure, if you're racing against me, then wear the flappy shirt, wear the hat, wear the long shorts, wear the shitty shoes, all right? Do all those things so I can beat you. Also, don't run as far away from me as possible. You know, it's crazy. So I know I could get Kipchoge faster, all right? We're not even close to what we could be doing at the top. Oh, yeah. And if you think Kipchoge is natural, I probably shouldn't go this way, but hey, it's fuck it, it's me, get the truth bombs from me. If you think that anyone's running those times naturally, then fuck, you deserve to pay $370 for alpha flies.